Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
It's weird if you just base Boba Fett off the movies.
Yes.
He's almost like, you know, because he's just got his dad's suit.
Yep.
And he's a bit of a...
Mr. Magoo.
Like,
that
no,
is my...
The greatest American superhero.
Yes, exactly.
You know, he's got this amazing suit, but he doesn't know how to use it properly.
Yeah, he's lost the instruction manual. He doesn't know where to go with it. Exactly. Like, if you, you know, if you read the Boba Fett comic books, and presumably some of the expanded universe stuff we're going to see at some point. Maybe there's the spin-off. Who knows? You know, he is this incredible badass bounty hunter. He's, you know, he's escaping the Sarlacc pit. He's wreaking revenge on everybody who's wronged him, et cetera, et cetera. But in the movies, he's a guy who appears very briefly in Empire Strikes Back. He appears very, very briefly in the recent A New Hope.
Special edition.
Special edition.
He does one of the worst things ever.
We see, because in for everybody would know, but in the A New Hope special edition, Han Solo goes to visit Jabba the Hutt. And then...
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, it is too, yeah. Han Solo, Jabba the Hutt comes to visit Han Solo. And we see in the background, they've CGI'd the new Jabba, you know, modern Jabba the Hutt over the top of what was just a guy in brown robes originally. And...
Just a drunken Scottishman.
Yeah, and they've got a couple of mercenaries behind him, one of which is like a steampunk guy with a mustache and goggles, which was, having recently rewatched that, he's amazing. Look out for that guy. I want to know what his backstory is. But there's also, they've clearly gotten a guy in like a newish Boba Fett costume, and they've just had him, put him in the background and sort of milling about. And then the scene ends, and Boba Fett sort of walks into center shot, and just stares, he just spikes the camera directly as if to say, look at me, everyone, it's me, Boba Fett, your favorite character. How good am I? I'll be seeing you later, kind of thing. And it's just so pandering to the audience.
He's no good to me dead. Yeah. Wink.
There he is, eh? Good on him.
Yeah.
They should have just kept adding on, like in... Like, add an extra scene in Empire Strikes Back where he's just like, ooh, I should have got him when I had the chance. Ooh, kind of thing. So he's just this guy, and he just appears briefly in Empire Strikes Back, and then he appears in Return of the Jedi, and Han Solo kicks him into the Sarlacc pit, and he's like, oh no, my jetpack. Just.
Yeah.
So.
Inspector Gadget.
Is it exactly. He's an Inspector Gadget of this universe, but. Yeah.
That makes Dengar Penny.
It does make Dengar Penny.
I always like the old Dengar backstory where...
Like Dengar has the bandages on his head, right?
Yeah.
Is the origin story of how he got the bandages on his head?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay, great. Here we go.
That Han Solo beat him in a swoop race.
Oh, yeah.
And he crashed.
Yep.
And he burnt.
That's right, yeah.
And that's why he had all the bandages.
That's right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why he's just a disgruntled half mummy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty great. So yeah, like that, I don't know. I've been hoping for kind of a, because we're getting, you know, the new trilogy and we're getting a series of spin-off movies. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of hoping for either a Boba Fett spin-off where he's the coolest dude in the universe. Have you seen that Mel Gibson movie Payback where he just wants a small amount of money and he just goes through the entire criminal underworld and he just kills everybody?
Oh, I thought you were going to say he went through the entire Jewish community.
Oh boy. but I would like to see that where it's just him just destroying everybody in his path for just, you know, to get his own back kind of thing. Or I want
Mr. Bean-esque.
Yeah, caper. A Mr. Bean-esque kind of thing where they're like, hey guys, hey everyone who loves this character, this is what you're getting. Look at him just and there's like one of those little black, you know, power droids just following around. Just
mouse droid.
Mouse droid, thank you. Who's just going around and fixing all his problems before he encounters them kind of thing. Like the mouse droid is like pulling down drawbridges and stuff so he doesn't fall off cliffs and stuff like that. I'd be so excited for that. I would watch the hell out of that movie.
You're a prick.
Yeah, I know. It'd be... Oh. Other people would be on board, right?
See, this is why I begrudge you, because yes. You've got all these other films that you love.
You're right.
You can just like, yeah, I hope they make a shit Star Wars film. That'd be awesome.
That's true. Yeah, I'm sorry. But I mean, Star Wars fans have got a lot to love. Like, they've got 1/3 of the current crop of movies that exist. 1/3 of those 6 are pretty good. All the expanded universe.
1/3?
Yeah.
Dick.
New Hope and bloody... In Empire Strikes Back, right? They're good. I would go as far as to say they're excellent. And then you've got Return of the Jedi that rounds out the trilogy and it's fine.
It's awesome.
And then the remaining 3 are garbage. That's...
Oh.
All right, how would you characterize the remaining 3?
There's good bits.
Oh, all right, fine. There's some good bits. Yeah, all right, yeah. There's somebody getting all their limbs chopped off and falling in a lava. That's a good bit.
What more do you
that
want?
That is a pretty solid bit.
What do you want? Mm-hmm. And what about, who's your favourite like background character? Dengar.
Ah, that's a good question. Akbar? Maybe Akbar.
He's good, isn't he?
He's good, right?
He's good.
Because that encapsulates this whole universe, I feel. Because he's a weird-looking fish man.
What film's he from again?
Oh, dear. It's Return of the Jedi, isn't it? God damn it! It's got good bits. It's fine.
Hey.
Maybe I've just... I don't know. Maybe I've just built up the lore around him.
What don't you like about Return of the Jedi?
Well, see, I would say it's the Ewoks, because it feels to me where Lucas has gone full merchandising meltdown, and he's like, okay, well, toys first, everything else second. Because was it originally going to be Kashyyyk, the Wookiee planet?
Yeah, but they couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because the premise of the Ewoks is much like the Viet Cong, where it's a very primitive like race with not much technology.
Yep.
But they know the land so well.
Yeah, true, yeah.
And so they're able to beat the big army just through their knowledge of the land.
They've got true grit.
Yeah. Mm. So originally, when Lucas came up with the whole story, it was going to be the Wookiees.
Yep.
And they were going to do it, but he realized he couldn't put that in Star Wars.
Yep.
But he wanted to have a Wookiee.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he made it Chewbacca, and Chewbacca was very adept with technology.
Mm.
So then when they went to have the native people, it was already established that Wookiee's new technology...
Couldn't be a whole bunch of people with bowcasters, because that's bloody...
So we'll chop them in half, turn the word around, Wookiee, Ewok, and
see, this is why I'm here, for the expertise, there we go.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.